If you were walking near School and Tremont Streets in Boston on a Saturday night back in 1855, you might have run into the likes of Emerson, Thoreau, or Longfellow. They would often meet to talk about literature inside the brand new Parker House Hotel. But you would probably not be invited in. That's where a private all-male club known as the Saturday Club held its meetings. Now, a group of poets, most of them women, have thrown open the doors to hold public literary events in the same space. WBUR Artery reporter Aaron Tron dropped in.
Ralph Waldo Emerson, Louis Agassiz, Oliver Wendell Holmes are a few of the legends who were members of Boston's Saturday Club. It was a closed group of poets, philosophers, and scientists who shared their writing and ideas. Omni Parker House historian Susan Wilson says they started meeting the year the hotel opened, 1855.
The president of Harvard would be sitting here, and Francis Parkman, the famous historian, would be sitting there, and Whittier would come in, and Thoreau snubbed his nose because he didn't like the cigar smoke. A famous quote from Thoreau that he mentioned that he didn't really enjoy coming to the Saturday Club at the Parker House because it was so smoke-filled. He said, I much prefer the men's room at the Fitchburg Railroad.
The Saturday Club lays claim to many famous firsts, including Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's supposed first reading of his widely recited Paul Revere poem.
We'll never be able to prove it, but allegedly when he was working on Paul Revere's Ride, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear," Longfellow read it first to the people here.
"Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year."
The Atlantic Monthly magazine started in the Saturday Club's smoke-filled rooms, and Charles Dickens, while touring the United States, debuted A Christmas Carol to its gentlemen members. And it was only gentlemen.
Into the 20th century, it was very, very common for clubs to be either male or female. Louisa May Alcott or Harriet Beecher Stowe, other women of the era, wouldn't be coming to the Saturday Club meetings. This was a guys' club.
Today's club is very different. Sure, people gather around one enormous table in the still elegant Omni Parker House, but events are free, open to anyone, and are organized by a committee dominated by female writers. Boston's poet laureate Daniel LeGros George is one of the co-founders.
There are wonderful discussions that take place in schools and universities, but we're interested in something extracurricular that was open to the public, that was open to students and all kinds of people.
"What I find deplorable, looking about the bookshelves, is that nothing is known about women before the 18th century. And I think when I read that in the 1970s, we knew more about women before and after the 18th century, but there was still a sense that we were missing a lot."
That's best-selling author Anita Diamond. She's quoting her inspiration, Virginia Woolf. While Diamond thinks reviving the tradition of the old club is a great idea, she's not sure the men who made up the original club would know how to work this particular room.
"It's nice to remember that these literary lights from the past sat at a long table. I don't think they would recognize this as continuous from what they did. I think they would be freaked out. I can't imagine them thinking, what are they doing here?"
The new group was only temporarily called the Saturday Club. That's thanks to an unexpected email co-founder Joe Bergen received.
"It was from the president of the Saturday Club, and he very cordially set us straight and said that the Saturday Club did indeed still exist, and we would be well advised to find a new name for ourselves. So, fair enough."
"Some people might have a vision of the Saturday Club older white males sitting around a table in the 19th century, and that would essentially be accurate. And that certainly is no longer accurate today."
James Engel would know. The Harvard professor of English literature is a member of the Saturday Club and its president. Today's Saturday Club is still invite-only, but Engel says there are female members and people of color. But try to find it online, as Joe Bergen did, nothing. It's no longer a literary club. Engel calls it an old-fashioned conversation club for leaders of all professions.
People don't keep it secret. There's no oath about secrecy. There's no secret handshake. There's nothing like that. It's not that kind of society. It's not a society in that sense. It's a simple club.
The new group is now called the School Street Sessions. Like today's Saturday Club, both groups embrace the increasingly rarefied art of conversation. Poet Sandy Story is one of the organizers.
I have longed for a forum where we could present the sort of nonfiction elements as they've been dealt with in literature, and especially in New England, and now we finally have one. So we can talk about the mill workers through poetry. We can talk about immigrants through poetry.
Story says that the School Street Sessions add a new dimension to Boston's literary community.
It's unique. I don't know of any other places where there's literature and history all in the same program. We're not a historical society, and we're not a literary organization. We're both. And so the combination is really fascinating.
While the past has certainly inspired the group, Danielle LeGros-George says they are now more concerned about the future.
We've become our own thing, a new thing, even though we drew inspiration from that group initially. So maybe less of a focus on the Saturday Club. I mean, I like the history. I like our history and its history. But I think we're kind of moving beyond that.
Yet in one last striking similarity to the Saturday Club, the School Street Sessions has no web presence either. To learn more, you need to send an email to the president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Erin Tron.